Lesson 1. The Water and Shadows Reset. A gentle, low-pressure technique to help you both catch your breath during a tough crying spell. It's late, you're tired, and your baby is crying. In moments like this, it's completely normal to feel your own tension rise. When a baby is overwhelmed, our natural instinct as parents is to move faster, to bounce harder, rock faster, or try multiple things at once. It helps to remember that a crying baby isn't trying to push your buttons. Their small nervous system may simply be overloaded. Adding more movement or loud sounds can sometimes add to that sensory overload. Instead of trying harder, sometimes the most helpful thing you can do is slow everything down. Here is a soft sensory reset many parents find helpful. The Water and Shadows Step by Step. 1. Pause and lower your shoulders. Before you pick up your baby, take one long, slow exhale. Unclench your jaw. Give yourself a moment to become steadier. 2. Hold them securely. Lift your baby gently and hold them snug against your chest or upright with their head supported on your shoulder, whichever position feels most stable and comfortable for you both. 3. Move to a quiet, dim room. Walk into the bathroom or a dimly lit hallway. Turn off bright overhead lights. A quieter, dimmer space can reduce stimulation. 4. Turn on running water. Open the faucet or turn on the shower to create a full, steady rush of water. Keep your baby safely away from the water and the sound at a comfortable volume. 5. Just stand and breathe. You don't need to bounce or pace. Stand near the sound of the water, breathe slowly, and let the rhythmic hum fill the room. Why this can help. Some babies may find the continuous sound of running water soothing, especially in a quieter, dimmer space. It may not stop the crying, and that is okay. But often, within a few minutes, you may notice your baby's muscles begin to soften, their crying ease into small snuffles, or their eyes focus on the dim light. More importantly, it gives you a quiet, predictable rhythm to focus on while you ride out the moment together. Martha's quiet note. Your goal in this moment isn't to force sleep. It's simply to offer a calm, safe presence. If your baby does drift off in your arms, always transfer them safely to a firm, flat surface on their back for sleep. You are doing a wonderful job just by being there for them. Tonight, you did enough. Picture a small, invisible cape resting on your tired shoulders. Not because you did everything perfectly, but because you stayed. That is what your baby needed most.